れたらいかんぜよ。
Good evening, everyone, for everyone tuning in from the last show who was listening to nice, soothing Tchaikovsky. I apologize, but welcome to the Midnight Music Almanac. It is your host, DJ Amosy, finally on my own show. Today, we are listening to a lot of J-metal, but most importantly, baby metal. And I think they are quite awesome. I started you off with their best song ever, Megitsune. Not to say that the other songs are not going to be as good. They're all awesome. And trying to find a favorite baby metal song is next to impossible. But they're just so good in Megitsune. The live performance of it blows my mind every time I see it. Next, we're going to play Gimme Chocolate, which is their breakout song that really got them popular, especially over here in the States, and got them a lot of controversy from a lot of older metalheads that were like, this can't be metal because they're too cute and they're just a gimmick. Because if you don't know, baby metal, especially at its peak, was comprised of a bunch of little girls. They started when the oldest was 13 and the younger two were 11, and I think just recently they might be ending, unfortunately, but they've been going strong through their whole teen years and early adulthood. Extremely powerful stuff. Suzuka, the main singer, has the most powerful voice I've ever heard, especially in a child. And a lot of these recordings are from when they were just kids. So I hope it blows you away as much as it blew me away when I first heard them. So I'll let you get to listening. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
That was Brand New Day, a live recording from the Metal Galaxy World Tour in Japan. I just think it's so awesome how they sound even better live than they do in their studio recordings. I'm such a big fan of Baby Metal. I've got a friend here in the studio, and the entire time I'm just talking about how awesome Baby Metal is and how talented they are. And I hope you can see it or hear it when you listen, because it blows me away every time. I've been a Baby Metal fan for so long now, and every time I listen to their songs, I'm still stunned. They're fantastic. I'm madly in love with them. The next song I'm playing is Rondo of Nightmare, which is a solo song for the main singer, Suzuka. And something I really want to note about this song is, if you like it, please take yourself to YouTube and look up Rondo of Nightmare with the Mischief of Gods intro, so you get the band that plays. You'll get to see them do their awesome little thing. They're super talented. They're insane. So good at what they do. Stunning to watch. But then you'll get to watch Suzuka as she performs, and she must be like 15 in the recording, and she's commanding like a packed stadium, and she's so powerful. She has such an intense stage presence, and her vocals are so clear, and it's amazing. It's truly fantastic to watch, and it blows me away every time. It's one of my favorite videos of them ever. The recording of the song, just as good, and I hope you enjoy it. Here we go, Rondo of Nightmare by Baby Metal.
Oh, I watched as the lad went the first of the seven seas. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say a voice like thunder, thunder, thunder.
That was Cis Anger by Black Baby Metal, which is a subunit of Baby Metal focused on the two other girls, to let them have some vocal time, because they're also super powerful vocally, as you can hear, even if most of their performances are more dance focused in the group. I am going to pass it over to my good buddy, Sticky Doowicky, in the studio. Always got this good buddy here to do a PSA for us whenever you're ready.
Hey everyone, good morning. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Back to you, DJ MC.
Thank you so much. All right, so I don't want to play only Baby Metal for a whole show, even though I highly recommend that you go on your own to listen to every single song they've put out. I think they're all bangers. and you will definitely hear more of them on my show. But I also want to play songs that I associate with baby metal. They're all in the same genre, I guess. They're also songs I really enjoy. So we're going to start with Koi Geba by Atarashi Gakko, another band that I've really fallen in love with and comprises of a bunch of girls who are so super talented, also super young, and they have like this air of not taking things really seriously. So I've been a big fan of watching their live performances and seeing their super talented dances with this attitude of just having a really good time. And the music goes so hard. Madly in love with them. Just people are so talented. It blows me away every time. Please enjoy Atarashi Gakko. Hold on, I'm having a technical difficulty. Yeah, I got you guys. One moment. For now, take Roki by Wagaki Band, another band I also really enjoy. They mix traditional Japanese music with metal music, and it makes such an interesting blend. They've done a lot of Vocaloid covers in the past, so Roki, one of my favorite songs ever, so addicting and so catchy, is going to play for you, but the Wagaki Band cover, and I hope you enjoy this.
Rock, 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 rock Me.
届けたい想いが届けたい言葉が届けたい歌がここにあるんだ空を泳いで世界中へ銀河の果てまでどうか響けどうか響け移ろいゆく時代の流れの中で私たちはまっすぐ歩けるか Next 日々は生きることの意味さえ問うけれど予測も捨てない明日はいつも闇だだけどだからこそ踏み出すのです誰かが足を一歩を踏み出さなきゃ世界中がきっと暗いままだ命の手届けたい想いが届けたい言葉が届けたい歌がここにあるんだ空を泳いで世界中へ銀河の果てまでどうか響けどうか響け今を生きて精一杯を So 悲しみの肌はいつか来るさWe did it. We got Koi Geba playing. After that, we had Calling by Wagaki Band. Both super awesome. Wagaki Band and Atarashi Gakko. Everything I play on this show, I'm like madly in love with, and I need everyone to listen to because I think they're so awesome. Wagaki Band has so many original songs and Vocaloid covers that are so like. They're just awesome. Like, who would think to mix traditional instruments that have such like a poignant sound with metal of all things? It's innovative and so so very interesting to listen to. Every song is so new. Even if I've heard the same song by a different person a million times before, they make it their own, to a point where I even prefer their versions over others. Up next, we have About Us by Bandmaid, which I think might be an actual gimmick of a band. Their whole thing is they dress up in maid dresses when they perform. But I think their music is really good still, even if it's all a money cash grab play. I don't even care. If they're making music and the music is good and it's fun to listen to, then what's the damage, you know? So we'll listen to that, and then we'll listen to Reflect by Gargura. I'm pretty sure that is a VTuber. I don't really know. I know the song, and the song is good. And following that, we'll listen to Distorted Happiness by Thorn. And then I'll probably talk to you again. thank you for continuing to listen, despite our awesome technical difficulties. I hope you continue to enjoy.
los. Ich wurde in la Busch.
That was Distorted Happiness by Thorn. For our final song of the night, we will be playing Rock and Roll wa Shinanai by Haru Nemuri, who was recently recommended to me by a good buddy of mine. So shout out or whatever. I hope you have enjoyed this time. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Thank you for listening tonight. Hope you enjoy, and I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Please enjoy our last song. Thank you.
Just a thought.